Good morning. We've been in recess. I will call the meeting to order. We are now under the agenda item start time at 10:30, which we're promptly starting at 10:52. And it is DSD General Business. So with that, Josh, take it away.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. Maybe before the refunds, because this is the only thing I think Aaron is here for, is these boards we prepared for the area of impact.
Okay.
Go first.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Chair Holton and the board, developed these boards for the area of impact criteria. So when you guys are going in talking with the municipalities, kind of gives a rundown of what's the shall not be a part of the conversation.
Okay.
The subject of today's hearing is kind of like the overall quote overview of essentially the meeting itself. And then the shall be based on when it comes to area of impact criteria.
Okay.
And essentially this is just, I guess not necessarily a roadmap, but kind of serving as a document that people can reference throughout the meeting, you all can look at as well, and just post it on the side of the room.
Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thoughts are, if you got the green light, then I can just leave them here. And we can...
The only thought that I would have, and I'd have to get the commissioner's approval, is that I probably will open the meeting before it's officially open, and I'll go through that with the people that are in the gallery.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, we'll probably have a change out of people through the afternoon since there's so many topics, but we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and the intent was just so it won't be as repetitive, at least on you guys, as when you're talking to them.
Yeah.
It's the board. So.
Yeah.
Perfect. So you're planning on those in here?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I got the, as I said, the tripod holders to hold them up, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aaron, you do such a great job with your assigned projects and the value to constituent services for all of us elected and just the citizen base is so noted. Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Moving right along.
Should we tackle the refunds for the report?
We should. We should. I don't know why we haven't done that already. But anyway, let's take them in the order that they're in.
Sure.
So let's consider resolution issuing refund requests. Micah Merritt, BP 240936.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. We got word from this permit holder. They said, you know, hey, family circumstances have changed. So I believe they greatly scaled back the permit and asked for a refund. The refund that falls within the policy adopted in the fee schedule is that $4,020. And so... based on that, that's what's reflected in the memo that DSD has provided to you.
Okay. Any questions?
I don't have any, Chairman. I appreciate always the detail that's all attached here for this. I move that the board signs the request of a building permit refund for BP 2024-0936, resolution 25001, which is Exhibit A, in the amount of $4,020 as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. All right. And the next one is consider resolution issuing refund requests for Joseph Smith, case number OR2025-0004.
Not that Joseph Smith.
Okay, good. I was wondering. Okay.
Commissioners, with these overall two, I'm kind of going to make a point between the two of them. With Joseph Smith's refund request here, it was a comp plan amendment with a conditional rezone. And as soon as that got to the planner, they said, hey, we can't support the comp plan amendment. You should just go forward. One of the options we presented was just go forward with the conditional rezone. You, staff, and then ultimately the board can work together on maybe customizing a zone that's going to be palatable based on the criteria. That one did not do a pre-app, but as soon as we could, we did provide that, I'll call it coaching, that they might want to withdraw that. So they fall within the allowed percentage, but not the time frame for the refund. But I think based on the amount of work we did, we were comfortable recommending to you the refund of $2,100.
All right.
Yep. And Chairman, I just want to virtually, well, I see the email traffic that there was really not any work done. And so given the criteria, which was a policy decision that the board passed on based on the recommendation of DSD. So thank you for all of that. I'm in favor of approving this as presented, Chairman. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we sign the resolution issuing a refund request for Joseph Smith, case number OR2025-0004.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right. The last one is consider resolution issuing a refund request for Jesus. How you pronounce that? Hoyo?
Hoyo,
I believe. Hoyo? Okay. Case number OR2025-0021. Okay.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. So I'm going to, this is kind of a sideways way to give you an update to the way the planning group is operating, but this one did have a pre-app. Similar situation, though, it meets the refund amount, but not the time frame criteria. The pre-app that was done was, I'll say, just kind of a just the facts. This is how the process you would use. We are currently working with the staff, coaching them to say, hey, convey your opinions of that pre-app. Tell the applicant if you don't think it's going to work. Trying to provide that filtering process as early as possible. So that's a coaching opportunity for us. I would say also on this one, though, based on the work, we quickly did identify a similar situation. The comp plan amendment was not probably going to be supported. So similar situation, but I think with that one where there was a pre-app, it's an opportunity to encourage staff to provide that guidance.
Okay. Discussion?
Chairman, I'm in favor.
I am too. Entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution issuing a refund request for Jesus Del Hoya, case number OR2025-0021.
I will second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right, those are the action items that are on the agenda. So, other general information?
Yes, Chairman, Commissioners. Monthly report we provide you regularly. Just providing that same amount of information. What I wanted to reflect on here, I've got the summary chart, which is on page 15 there. We still are year over year in the positive. It's just that dwindled a little bit this month, the differential, because in 2024, the amount of business was a little more, and it shrunk the difference a little bit for this part of the year to date. I also provided on the page after that, it doesn't have a number because I added it after the fact, our monthly differentials and how that's tracking. So you can see, you know, March is when the fees were enacted. You can see a little bit of a jump there, and then it steadily increases, and then the differential shrunk, as I pointed out. We're still about 50 single family permits ahead of where we were last year at this time. Commercial permits, the numbers are similar, the amount of permits, I'll say. And with the zoning fees, I'm jumping all over a little bit, but on the revenue, you can see the administrative land divisions. We've done less number, but the fee did go up, so there's more fee coming in there. That's one of the major things I noticed when I was looking at this. I think on that overall, though, the overall message here is that year over year, we're in the positive. I think it's something to reflect on when we contemplate a new schedule of fees is where are some areas where maybe we're still not recovering as much as we should. Overall, though, I think we're in a pretty good position from a fee perspective as we're not an enterprise fund, so we're not trying to balance the intake and the outtake there. We're a part of general fund, so. Another thing I wanted to mention, do you have any questions on that report before I move on?
No, it's very informational, and the individual entities and their personal experiences are, in my experience, quite lax at admitting what the data is showing in the improvement of DSD overall since I took office. I'm excited that we're making significant changes that are easily documented.
Thank you.
Yep, Chairman.
Although I know a lot of them are listening, so.
Yes.
No, they listen to all of our updates, most of our team does.
Okay.
Nice.
Feedback.
Oh, it's great.
I also just wanted to let you know, just this is getting a little bit into operations, but something that's important to me, I like to dig into data and analyze it, as you can tell. But I started working with IT, and they created a really good report for us. It was just, what's all our open enforcement cases? Because there's some stuff in the system that is clearly not current.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's allowing us to clean up the data. There was something in there from, I believe, 2019. And when you go into the actual case, it says, this was continued in this one, and there's chains of those. So we're able to clean out that junk data. You know, we've got stuff assigned to people that don't work here. But the very important part of all that, beyond just cleaning out some of that, is we can look and we can see what code enforcement cases are still open that were referred to the PA. So my end goal with all that is to go to our law department and say, could you let us know what happened with this?
Right.
Because I think in the past, maybe there was a history of us having to reach out manually and go, hey, what was the outcome of this? Did we refuse to prosecute? In some instances, they were like, oh, yeah, we took them. They're on probation. And we just didn't know. So that'll allow us to kind of put the bug on top of that and finish off some of those old cases.
That's a great win. Yeah.
That really sounds good. Thank
Chairman, I have a question. So, Josh, the code enforcement is housed under development services, and one of the proposals in there from code enforcement was to look at setting up the renewal of an RV. Like, we have a lot of people living in RVs that are not permitted to live in RVs for a long term. Have you talked to Officer Arthur or explored any more of that? It's a way to get people compliant by continuing to apply for a temporary living or use on that, but it would also incentivize them to get that taken care of, and for the time that the county spends dogging those, it would be revenue generation on that to help pay for services. So that's my question.
Chairman Commissioner Van Beek, we have not had a discussion about different approaches to RV permitting.
Okay.
I can tell you that the way we become aware of them is through other code enforcement, usually, excuse me.
Yeah.
The hot button issue right now are these very large gangly properties that have multiple violations, issues that involve sheriff's departments, things
mm-hmm.
like that. Tires is a big one. We're following through on that, and we've got a private attorney that handles that for Owyhee County, and we're going to Zach Wesley is working with him right now.
Okay.
Because I want a flow chart about what we do and then what somebody else does, and then let's figure out how to get the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be seeing a property pretty soon, I think, that you'll recognize, and that, you know, it's going to be a multi-year project to improve that. Because I'll tell you right now, my approach with the team is, when you get a property and you can just look at it with your own eyes and realize there's millions of dollars there to abate, let's tackle chunks of it
mm-hmm.
each year.
Yeah.
So right now we're looking at a few of those.
Can you follow up with Officer Arthur and just pick his brain a little bit on that RV? I thought he had it's a win-win solution. So, but he would have greater detail on that. Yeah, thank you.
What else? Were you in the meeting where we talked a little bit with code enforcement on Southwest District Health on violations of open sewage and septic tanks? Were you in?
I wasn't, Chairman Holden. I wasn't in the meeting with code enforcement. I believe I came in after you'd had a meeting about that, and you said let them know that they're supposed to be there if they need them.
Yes.
I did pass that on to the team.
Perfect. All right. Because we had the director and her top people in that meeting, and they pledged to do what they can, and I think we're in agreement that that is a health safety issue, that area that's under their jurisdiction. We need to work together and get that followed through.
Thank you.
Yeah. So let your team know. board supports that, and that we've reached out to Southwest District Health. And I think, you know, even if it's contagious, it would be contagious. If it's contentious, that we plan ahead, have law enforcement there, and have everybody do it professionally and protected.
Thank you, Chairman Holton.
Yep.
I also wanted to bring up, kind of, this is the last thing I have, and I'm always available if you got questions. With the area of impact, our team is working very hard on that. It was a lot of work. I'm helping them with their staff reports, proofing them for them. I'm not doing the base work, and a lot of work went into this on our end. That team should be lauded for their hard work.
And wow.
Michelle Barron, Arbai Umberwa, and Amber Luter.
Yes.
And you'll see them presenting. And I had passed an email to Jenin that she forwarded you. We actually decided, after we thought about it a little more, that the staff should go first on those.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you all right with that?
Perfectly fine. This is a unique thing that they are. Our legislature has again shoved down our throats an unfunded mandate, and I think it's new. It's not the exact land use business that we're normally used to, so I think it fits the criteria to have staff go first.
Okay.
Yep, I agree.
Yep. Yeah, I would allot that. Good, good. And if staff has any other ideas, you might have them review those and see if there's anything that Aaron might have missed. I think he checked in with you guys.
I got that from the AOI staff.
Oh, okay.
So the issues that we're not talking about today.
Right.
We've had, last I heard from the planner, there's been over 420 comments about Middleton's area of impact. A few of the "we're not here to discuss those" that I hadn't thought about before came from that.
Okay.
Because I guess property taxes have come up.
Oh, yeah.
And then.
Yeah, 1,000% increase if I'm in an area of impact. It's like, okay, what state statute is that off of, and how do we follow that through? That's pure fabrication, and that's sad to see that the public has got, they're wasting their time and their emotions on something that doesn't exist.
And Chairman, I'm going to jump on that train because I did see email traffic yesterday from significantly uninformed, misinformed keyboard warriors that are just triggering people and trying to incite or find a problem for a solution. It doesn't make sense. They should, if they're going to speak, they should speak from an informed basis, and none of what I saw was informed at all.
I think, in my humble opinion, when you do your normal preamble for the hearing, if you reference these boards and say, we're looking at a boundary, and the criteria are there. One of the shall nots is in the criteria, funny enough. It's the 2-mile buffer and the reasonably provide five service within 5 years. And I think that needs to be focused on. And, you know, I think you can respectfully tell people, hey, we're not talking about this, that, or the other as the testimony goes on. I think you're going to get people on the kind of the professional level, they're going to have a train of people with them, and they're going to have a very long slide deck, and they might 3-minute relay race through it,
okay.
Which, you know, I feel like that's probably allowed, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it'll be interesting. Are you still hopeful that we can get through the initial look at on the first 2 days? Okay, all right.
Chairman Holton, commissioners, there's one odd thing that has come up, and Mr. Wesley is helping us through that. There was a parcel that was bisected by two of the AOIs, and I think it's where they exist now. And so our planner has reached out to the cities and just asked, hey, what do you guys want to do here? My hope would be that at the hearing, one of the cities can go, you know, so-and-so can have it. It's a very large piece of property.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand how somebody would have missed that.
Okay.
On the city end, I mean. you're going to see a big delta between so-and-so provided way too much information, and then so-and-so left us guessing, and we've just noted that where we could.
Yeah, that's where you're at.
Yeah. And where we've tried to provide some counsel to our staff is the burden of proof's on the applicant, just like a regular land use hearing, in my opinion. So we're going to know what we saw and if we think they met the threshold. I feel like that's our obligation to you, and we're trying to summarize that in our presentation.
Okay. All right. Any questions, comments?
No, articulate, to the point, and well-spoken, as usual. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank your staff. What a great teamwork effort.
Yeah, I've started the review of all of that. It's voluminous. Okay. No, I won't say that. Okay. All right. Anything else?
No.
All right. If there's nothing else, I'd make a motion that we adjourn until our next agendaized item.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned then. Thank you.